Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our third journey together. Today is August the 1st and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Isaiah chapters 49 to 51. Testify about God's love through kind words and action. We read in Isaiah chapter 50 verses 4 and 5 like this. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as a learned. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious, nor did I turn away. The above passage introduces the third servant song as the prophet Isaiah gives a prophecy of hope regarding the coming Messiah to the people of Israel who were struggling. These words were of dual comfort, both to the people of Israel living in exile and to the future generations whose lives would be touched by the compassion of Jesus. A closer reading of this entire song clearly indicates that this prophecy is about Jesus Christ, who displayed the perfect obedience of God's righteous servant. Jesus knew how to speak a word in season through his practical learning from his heavenly Father daily. Every morning, his ear was open to receive instructions from his Father for that day. Now, as Jesus heard from his heavenly Father daily in the early morning, he would only speak the words given by his Father. Jesus was more than willing to do his Father's will in proclaiming and procuring salvation for us all, even at the cost of his own sufferings. Jesus displayed himself as a perfect example for us to emulate with his open ear, his set face, his ready tongue, and his body surrendered to suffering. Let us follow his example as we seek to serve him faithfully in our everyday life. Today, let us testify about God's love through our kind words and action, as we will be known by what we say and do. A word of comfort can go a long way, and compassion is needed to heal the hurts of others. To speak such words, it is essential for us to sit at the feet of Jesus and learn from him. Through a daily, thoughtful and prayerful Bible reading, reflection and quiet meditation, we can also hear what God will speak to our hearts. We can then share with others who need to hear God's word. Let our words be a source of comfort to the people who are hurting around us.